You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I do remember having a bag of mushrooms in my refrigerator.
There are still thousands of miles of beaches.
I'm not going to the wedding.
Why not?
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome. Tonight we have Dr. Ron Tarner to talk about the Gulf, the continuing oil leak, the damage to the environment, and what the American people are doing about it and what the American people know about it. In a moment, we'll be talking to Robert Green from Fraser Foods as he and other business people in the community across the country are working to get people interested and motivated to pay a visit to the Gulf this summer, regardless of what problems we may be contending with down there, because you know we're going to get them solved. The BP containment test, though, has been delayed. We're going to talk about that as well. George Steinbrenner has passed on, longtime owner of the New York Yankees. He bought the Yankees sometime in the early 70s, I believe, and bought the Yankees from CBS. CBS owned the Yankees. I know that there was a conversation about the Dodgers being owned by Fox TV for a while. George Steinbrenner bought them and turned them back into the world's champions that they'd always been. He has passed on at the age of 80. Plus, does your office scare you? We're going to tell you the top signs that that you work in a fear-based workplace. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know. I'm laughing about that now.
Yeah, we can't yell at people.
Oh, I don't scare you. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight, our affiliate spotlight on Salt Lake City's KKAT 860 AM. And in Flagstaff, Arizona, KBTK 105.1 FM. A brand new affiliate there in Flagstaff. Glad to be with you guys. And thanks for joining the Phil Hendry Show network. Our website is philhendryshow.com, where right now you can look at live streaming audio or live streaming video of the show and listen to live streaming audio of our show as it's taking place right now. Also, the archives of our show go back 15 years, and we are right now converting those archives into downloadable clips. We are also filling in those archives. The famous missing year of 2001 has been found, and just a lot of very, very exciting stuff and exciting features that we are every day implementing for you there on philhendryshow.com. So check it out, philhendryshow.com, which is really the right arm of our radio show. Joining us from Buena Park, California, is Robert Green. The First Lady was, I believe, speaking today, Bob, and said that people need to vacation in the Gulf. She was doing a pitch.
She was, Bill. She was doing a great pitch for the people in the Southeast. And I got to tell you, I think I heartily concur. I am not, as people might, you know, guess, I'm not a liberal Democrat. I'm a businessman, and I guess in a lot of ways that means that you're bound to be a Republican in some way, especially in California. I'm a conservative, but I really do agree with the First Lady, and I was very grateful to see her do that today, because I think we've got to get people motivated, Phil, to visit the Southeast and to visit the Gulf States and get business back to the Southeast again, get people back enjoying those beautiful beaches down there, enjoying those beautiful keys. The coast of Florida, the beautiful coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and so forth. And to that end, we are doing as much as we can with Fraser Foods here in the Southwest, as well as our stores in the Southeast.
Yeah, you've got some 25 stores throughout the Southwest, the Southeast, as I was mentioning to the audience. How are you motivating people? I mean, it's one thing to come on a radio show, but you've got people coming into your stores every day.
Yeah.
And how are you getting people to to sign up, as it were?
Well, Phil, that's a good question. And what we're doing is we've got giveaways every week of weekend getaways in the Keys, Florida Keys, weekend getaways along the Florida coast. We've got weekend getaways in the along the coast of Louisiana and the Texas and some of the resorts that are down there. You know, I'm not really that familiar with the a lot of the resorts that we're talking about. But we're trying to get people to become excited about the area. And
are you taking a vacation this year?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be taking a vacation, Phil, in August, and I'm taking a couple of weeks off, and that is going to be a good time for our family.
Where are you going?
Well, we are going to go to San Francisco, and let me tell you why we're going to go to San Francisco and not the Gulf. We do want people going to the Gulf. There's no question, but we're going to San Francisco, Phil, because the Bay Area has a hotel. It's opened up there. It's called the Paloma Resort, I think. And it has mud baths, and it has some things that I like. It's a very expensive resort, though, and I think the great thing about the Gulf is you're not going to find a place like that in the Gulf.
If I'm a business, for instance, Bob, you have you're a man who's moneyed, and I appreciate that. If I want to go to a 4-star, a 5-star resort in the Gulf, where there are, you're right, beautiful beaches, I'm sure that I can avail myself of that there, right?
I'm absolutely sure you can, and you might check with your travel agent. The Gulf has got great, great, beautiful places. You're absolutely right, Phil. I'm going to San Francisco because it's closer to my work, because I could get called back, and I might be needed. But there's bound to be a 4-star resort. If there isn't, here is what I think is the best thing about the Gulf. It's not a place that is going to cost a family man a lot of money. I think it's the best place for most Americans to go because it is a place that is, it's inexpensive. I don't want to make it sound like it's cheap. It's an inexpensive place. To the extent that it's inexpensive, it means that it's a place that people are going to enjoy, I think, a lot more.
Here's what I would say, and I probably shouldn't have asked you where you're going on vacation.
Well, it's not really important where I'm going.
But I would say that you could, or maybe other people in the business community could go to the Gulf. And for instance, do they have a Ritz? Do they have a Four Seasons?
Well, I couldn't answer. You can call a Ritz, you can call a Four Seasons. I don't think of the Gulf Coast when I think of the Ritz or the Four Seasons or one of these boutique hotels. But you can certainly call. I think more of Hawaii and California when you think of that. But no question, Phil, that it's a great place for a family. I don't think a family man's going to want to take his family to the Ritz, though.
All right. So the Ritz, the Four Seasons, these kind of high-end hotels, though, we can look in and call those people and see if they have those kinds of places. But that's really not what we're talking about. We're talking about families.
That's exactly right. We're talking about families going down to the Gulf, and we're talking about getting that business back and enjoying, these things like they have the parasailing, and they have these dinner cruises. And they have a lot of things that you can avail yourself of. So I would, by all means, without question, I would check into that. My trip to San Francisco is really more about it. It's about me and the money that I've got and the need that I have to relax. And the people that I'm talking to right now on your show are, they're going to want to call the hotels in the Gulf.
Well, the ones that are listening to my show right now, if they want to go to a place like a really fancy place like you're going to in San Francisco, what I'm saying is if they want to get business in the Gulf.
I can't promise that. I don't know. I don't know if there's a place like the one that I'm going to in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You talk about the Paloma.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a place like that. And I don't think that's important. What I think is important is that people go down to the Gulf and do business down there and enjoy themselves if they are people that have the kind of money that I've got. I guess I've got to say that there probably isn't the kind of a hotel that you would like. But it would be nice if you would bite the bullet. And
well, we're not. I don't want it to sound like you're suffering if you go to the Gulf.
Well, I think if we keep talking this way, it's going to sound that way.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
If you're wealthy, if you're poor, it doesn't matter. You can go to the Gulf and enjoy yourself. I'm not going there only because I don't really. I am not a big fan of the South, but that doesn't mean that I don't love the Gulf and don't want it to do well and don't want the people down there to do well. I really do want the people in the South to do well. I am personally not a huge fan.
Okay, you don't have to. I don't think you have to say that.
Well, I think you backed me into it a little bit here, Phil, when you asked me to talk about where I was going on vacation. I'm going to San Francisco only because I'm personally not a huge fan of the Gulf, but that having been said, I want the Gulf to recover. I want the people down there to do well, and I'll do anything that I can. I made reservations at a different hotel because I prefer to stay in California than go down to, the Gulf. Let me say this. I would love to go to the Gulf if I knew that there was a resort down there that is similar to the one that I'm going to, but there just isn't, and that's understandable because they don't really have that kind of money that goes down there. But if you go into Fraser Foods and pick up some of the slips that we've got for our drawings for different weekend getaways, you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right, 877. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you.
It's not exactly what I wanted to talk about, but I understand you asked me the question, Phil.
All right. Robert Green is with us. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods on the Gulf, on getting business back to the Gulf. And it was Michelle Obama who today was speaking to a group of people. She was pitching vacationing in the Gulf, trying to get the business back there. Bob Green is doing that with his store as they are giving away getaways to the Gulf. The fact that he's going to San Francisco on his vacation and that he is going to be at a different resort speaks more to, I guess, as he was saying, the money that he has and what he can afford. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll get back here with Robert Green as we talk about going back to the Gulf. 877-876-PHIL, trying to get business for the Gulf. And it doesn't matter whether or not Robert Green is going there, if he's going to the Four Seasons or the Ritz. He feels that the Gulf is a good place for people of modest means. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. With me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. All right, so we're talking here about the Gulf and the oil spill.
Phil, I just want to jump in here. I was looking at you on your video feed, and I saw you getting a little upset about the technical.
We've had a hum in the board here that I'm trying to fix. And
well, you've got it. You talk about vacations. I would recommend that you take a vacation.
Well, there's no doubt about that, man. I'd love to take a vacation.
I would recommend that, and I would recommend that you take a vacation to the Gulf States. I think it would be a great thing for yourself, as well as other personalities across the country, to recommend a vacation in the Gulf.
Well, I think that that's a great idea. And, I started my radio career in Florida. I lived in New Orleans, and I had a radio show in New Orleans for a year. I've been to the Keys. I love the Keys.
I think the Keys are an outstanding vacation spot, but I don't think that's the best place in the Gulf to go because I don't think that the Keys are not threatened by the oil. The Keys are still relatively pristine, and I think a lot of people are going to say, let's, you know, support Florida, let's go to the Caribbean. That doesn't support Florida, and that doesn't support the Gulf. Our campaign basically says you got to get your face right into it. And what we mean by that is if you were going to go to the Gulf on vacation, you go to Louisiana, you go to the Panhandle, you go to Mississippi, you go to the Texas coast. That's what we call pushing your face right into it and supporting the Gulf.
All right. I mean, but I mean, going to Florida, though.
No, no. See, I don't think Florida counts because Florida right now, they've got a few tar balls washing up on the beach. But they are nowhere near as bad off as the rest of the Gulf. We've really got to help these people out. And I think you and other radio personalities can do a lot to help the people of the Gulf Coast.
All right. And, but, you know, Bob, you're on my show to pitch this, and yet you're going to San Francisco for your vacation. So talk to my audience about that.
Well, I think I already did. I think I said,
well, if you could, because if you're asking me to go to Florida.
Well, I think what I said was the following thing. I think the Gulf Coast is beautiful. I think it is if I was a younger man and I was with my new bride, for instance, or I was a young man and I had young children, I think the Gulf Coast is a wonderful time. And you go and you do the things a young family does. You get the ice cream bars that melt on your hand and you have a ball, but I've worked a very long time, Phil. I've earned a good amount of money, and I want to now take a vacation where I don't have to deal with a lot of the things that the Gulf forces on you. But I say forces on you. Most people like it. I don't, but that doesn't make it a bad place.
That the all right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Here is Susan in Mobile, Alabama. Susan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I just cannot believe the perception that he has of this area. I wish that he would do a little more research. We have amazing resorts in this area with every amenity, golf courses.
Do you have the do you have the Four Seasons and the
We have Marriott's Grand Hotel here that is an amazing property with two golf courses, yacht slips, spas, very high-end cuisine, down on the actual Gulf. We have some properties that are $700-$800 a night resorts. Very high-end.
Well,
we're not talking Goonie Golf and snow cones.
No, I know that. But
and,
do you have the presidential suite here at the Paloma goes for $3,000 a night?
Are you there now?
Are
you there now?
There are higher ends here that do that. Yes.
Now I wanted to ask you this, Pam, because I heard some rumors. Did you when we talk about the Mobile and some of these areas? Is it true that in that part of the you know what? I forgot my question, Bill. I apologize.
That's all right. So what Susan's basically saying is that there are high end resorts there.
Well, she said the Marriott, and the Marriott's great. The Marriott's fantastic. It's not what I'm used to. That's all I'm saying. And I may be...
Well, that is actually probably on the lower end scale of some of the things I'm talking about. I think that you need to, whether that's where you're perfectly entitled to spend your vacation wherever you wish, but the idea that what I think the perception you're trying to put out here is that we've got Goonie Golf and snow cone, and we have a lot.
Well, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of that nonsense, and I can't live with that anymore. You know.
No, but the lady's saying, and basically, Susan, what you're talking about, what I'm talking about, what Bob's talking about, is an adult resort. Goonie Golf and snow cones is when you have the family. You know, where we kick back and we do the spa thing and the golf thing and the you know what I mean, Bob?
Yeah, what about the restaurants? What are they, Susan, what can you tell me about that?
What can I tell you about the restaurants?
Yes,
okay, what type of cuisine do you enjoy?
Well, let's say I wanted a very high-end kind of a Yucatan seafood, maybe a snapper and garlic, maybe a, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
What do they got? What kind of snapper?
Okay, let me
they
tell you
snapper?
About the restaurant that we ate in tonight.
I'm joking around. I used the word snapper.
Wait, hold on for a minute. What, Bob?
I was kidding about using the word snapper. It was crude.
But the restaurant I had tonight had a fresh grilled cobia, with a champagne caper cream sauce over orzo with fried asparagus. Okay?
I know what I was going to ask you. You're in Alabama. Doesn't that mean you've got dry counties? Yeah, that's it.
But in this area, no.
Okay. Susan, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Dry counties.
That's right. They'll cut you off. You'll be drinking apple juice. Apple juice while you're out on a hot day.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, and on the line is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. We're talking about the Gulf and the Gulf of Mexico and getting business back there. Michelle Obama was giving a series of comments today about the Gulf and about the need for people to get back there and to vacation there.
There are still thousands of miles of beaches that have not been touched by the spill, and there are communities that, you know, thrive on tourism and on the economic power of beaches that have not been damaged. And we need to get the word out to the rest of the country, particularly for those who want to find ways to help folks in the Gulf. So this is one way to recognize that there are still opportunities to experience those beautiful beaches.
So that's Michelle Obama. And I know, Bob, you said that you heartily concur with the First Lady.
I absolutely do, Phil, and I'm grateful the First Lady made those comments because we do need to get back to the Gulf. I know that I have said on your program here this evening that I'm going to be going to San Francisco and to the Paloma Resort. Why? Well, a friend of mine has a financial stake in it, and I wanted to give him a hand, but that is something I'm doing reluctantly. I can't tell you that I'd rather be going to the Gulf because, as I said to you, I make a significant amount of money. So when you get to a certain tax bracket, I guess, you don't really go to the Gulf. George Steinbrenner just passed on, Phil, a great man. I doubt seriously that he ever vacationed in the Gulf, although I do know.
Whoa. George Steinbrenner had a shipbuilding business in Tampa.
All right, well, that was a shipbuilding business. That doesn't mean that he had a... That's got nothing to do with where he vacationed. I'm sure he was in Tampa building his ships, and then he went to a man with that kind of money, probably went to Europe, probably went to Italy, probably went to, the Riviera. But no, I think we all need to go to the Gulf, either physically or in our hearts and in our prayers go to the Gulf. And that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend.
877-876-PHIL. Well, in your hearts and in your prayers, I mean, I'm sure the people in the Gulf would appreciate, Bob, a good hard cash. Here's Tony in Mobile.
Well, Phil, I can tell you what we're doing promotionally is going to help the Gulf, too.
Here's Tony. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm just amazed at your guest there, how hypocritical he is of the Gulf Coast. At one point, he says he loves the coast. And then the next point,
absolutely,
he says he doesn't really care for it. When's the last time you've actually been to the Gulf Coast, sir?
I can't hear you, sir.
When's the last time you've
My engineer to turn your volume up so we can hear you, Tony. Go ahead. Okay. Repeat your question.
I said, when's the last time you've actually been to the Gulf Coast, sir?
He's asking you.
No, he's asking you.
Are you asking me that, sir, Bob Green?
Yes, sir. When's the last time you've been to the Gulf Coast?
And your question is what?
When is the last time you have been to the Gulf Coast?
You're asking me the last time that I went to the Gulf Coast.
Yes, sir.
Because I thought you were talking about Mr. Henry. You know, we're doing a promotion in our stores right now encouraging people to get down to the Gulf Coast to spend
their
money.
Sir, I'm asking you when the last time you came. When was the last time you personally came down here?
I don't know where you are.
Mobile, Alabama. I am on the Gulf Coast.
I haven't been to Mobile, Alabama.
What about the Gulf Coast, period, sir?
Well, if you're talking about the Gulf Coast, you got to be specific because there.
I think we know what we mean by the Gulf Coast, Bob. The Gulf Coast? You mean the coast of Florida?
You know, the affected area.
Well, again, what I was saying to Phil, we don't know yet what the affected areas are going to be.
Dodging my question, sir.
No, sir, I'm not. Believe me, sir, I'm trying to answer your question.
Last time you came down here, because you sit here and you say how we have nothing but, what is it, ice cream and goofy golf.
You're not very educated on our Gulf Coast. Yeah.
Please listen to what I'm saying. You have not been down here. You do not know what type of resorts we have. You've done no investigating on it. And you've sat there on the radio, and you're sitting there on one side trying to promote come to the Gulf Coast on the other side. But they have nothing but, mediocre, middle to lower class people down there. That's where
you just said
your tax bracket, once you get to your highly esteemed tax bracket, that it's not worth coming down here to the Gulf Coast. I recommend anybody with money to come down here, except for you. These are times where you need to put your money where your mouth is, your personal money.
That's what I'm doing.
You need to come down here, and you need to eat a little crow and find out how wonderful of a time you can have down here, how well our resorts are, and you can take a mud bath in the backyard. I mean, a mud bath. You're sitting there saying we do not have mud baths down here. I mean, come on.
It's a very high-end relaxation of the Calistoga mud bath or the that kind of thing, or the Desert Hot Spring mud bath, and it's something I enjoy. But I'm not saying that the Gulf, because it doesn't have that, is not the kind of place that I want to go to. Now, I did not mean to say that there is goofy golf.
But when is
You're
the last
right.
time you have ever been here? You were just making a broad statement, but you have not given me an answer
me
when the last time you've been down
Gulf
here.
Coast. Is that would you call the Gulf Coast Houston, Texas?
Okay, well, anywhere from
would
Texas
you call
to
it?
The panhandle of Florida. Let's
I was
go
in
there.
Houston, Texas. I was in Houston, Texas last week.
Okay, but that's
yeah,
not
but that's
the
not the same thing. That's
No. Hold on. The gentleman said the Gulf Coast. I believe I answered his question last week.
He's talking about being on the beach at a resort.
That is not what I heard him ask. I'm sorry.
Let's do this. South of I-10. Do you know where that's at?
South of
I-10.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Okay. When's the last time you've been south of I-10 between Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, and Alabama?
Well, Austin, Texas is south of I-10. Houston is south of I-10. Well, Houston, I-10 runs through Houston.
Right. Now we're going to get into
I was
a
south of that.
Argument. When is the last
no,
time you
I just
put
simply
your
said
toes?
I was south of that.
Here we go. When's
You're
the last time you've put your toes into the Gulf of Mexico?
When's the last time you put your toes in the Gulf of Mexico? That's another one of those
Probably about 24 hours ago I did.
Your
now,
toes?
You, sir.
What about the rest of you? What about the rest of you? See, that's the kind of trick question that you think you're asking.
Wait a minute, Bob. The guy is asking you...
No, I think the gentleman means well, but he's trying to trick me up with the last time I put my toes into the... That doesn't mean anything.
I want to know, you're making this judgment on our tourism and our resorts
down here.
But
that
the
is
problem
right.
is that you apparently have not been down here.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I was in Houston last week. Last week I was in
Houston.
Houston
does not count.
The
that's
Gulf
just
Coast.
Like me. Sir, that's just like me saying, I hung out in San Francisco. I was in Modesto.
I don't know
now
what
we,
the gentleman
now
is going
we,
to
now.
Bob, I'm going to ask you, when's the last time you went in swimming in the Gulf of Mexico?
Nobody swims in the Gulf of Mexico. That's a misnomer because the water is not that clean.
And no, not because of the oil spill.
No, even without the oil spill.
Sir, you are highly uneducated when it comes to the Gulf Coast, and you're sitting here promoting.
Am I wrong about that?
I mean,
You are very wrong, sir.
No,
you're
wrong about that. Bob, you're saying you want to promote business, and...
I know. I'm going to San Francisco, and you guys have a problem with that because you can't afford to go to the same resort that I go to. And that's really what we're talking about.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we're talking about. You and this gentleman have a problem with me because I've got money.
I apologize.
No. Absolutely no problem with how you spend your money.
That's,
I do, however,
right, you,
have a problem with you.
I can't hear the caller. 877, will you turn these callers up, please? 877-876-PHIL. Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Green, first of all, most people with money don't brag about it. What, do you know how many times you've bragged about how much money you have tonight?
Well, Mr. Hendry was asking me why I wasn't going to the Gulf Coast, and I wanted to make the audience know that I love the Gulf Coast, but the kind of money that I have for a vacation, it's too much for down there.
Well, with all due respect, Mr.
They
Green, you don't sound like you're on the Gulf Coast. You sound, I mean,
I love it. I love it down there.
You sound like a hypocrite.
I love the Gulf Coast. I'm not being a hypocrite. I think there's a misunderstanding about what I mean when I say that I love it. I do love it. But I need to go up to San Francisco this weekend.
Well, I'm not trying to be offensive, but, I mean, you're coming across that like an elitist.
That's not offensive.
Well, that's what you sound like.
Why would I be offended by that?
I'm not picking on you. I don't expect Michelle Obama to announce any vacation plans on the Gulf anytime soon. Why would you want to go to the Gulf? You've got
Where are you calling from?
I'm in the Southwest.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Santa Fe.
Yeah, so you don't know anything about it either.
No, I know about it. I used to live in Florida.
No, you don't know anything about it. You live in the desert.
Right,
you live in the mountains.
What do you know about the Gulf when you live in an adobe...
You know, where there's Indians, or the Adobe Indian and everything.
Mr. Steinbrenner built...
All right, look at both of you guys. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, Robert Green with us. And we just had a little bit of a technical glitch there. We're back, Bob, talking about the Gulf Coast. Now, that gentleman that we were just talking with there, he was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and you seem to have a problem with the fact that he was in Santa Fe. We're talking about getting people down to the Gulf. You know.
Well, Phil, the problem I had with him is he's trying to tell me about the Gulf, but he lives in the tail end of the Rocky Mountains. How does a guy that lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, how does he know about the Gulf? How does he know about water? About you know, that's about as opposite a place as you can get to the Gulf. Mountains, flat. Desert, water. And he's telling me. Now, Santa Fe, New Mexico has some beautiful hotels, and, you know, for all I know, that guy owns one of them. And then he's telling me, why don't I go to the Gulf? Why doesn't he leave his artist retreat? Why doesn't he go to the Gulf?
And maybe he does go to the Gulf. The fact is that you were saying that you're not going to the Gulf.
But I'm promoting people to go to the Gulf. Why do I have to go to the Gulf? What difference does it make whether I go to the Gulf or not? I'm telling people to go to the Gulf. And that ought to be good enough, in my opinion.
Well, it's not, because you're hearing people saying, you know, that they would rather you not be an elitist, that they would rather you...
No, let me ask you something. You had me on your program to interview me about a push to get people to go to the Gulf, and this has turned into when you're arguing with me. Why?
I asked you the simple... I didn't even ask you. You volunteered that you're not going to the Gulf.
Yes, I volunteered it. I said I'm not going to the Gulf and that I am going to be instead going to San Francisco. And really, that's all it should have taken. But instead, you are making an issue out of it, and you are embarrassing me and Fraser Foods. And to be honest with you, it troubles me.
Well, I'm not, Mr. Green, I didn't mean to embarrass you or Fraser Foods. When you come on the air and say you're going to San Francisco...
Well, but that has been the effect.
You're going to San Francisco for your vacation and not the Gulf.
That's been the effect, the embarrassment.
You said you're going to San Francisco and not the Gulf for your vacation because you want to sit in a mud bath.
No, a friend of mine has a piece of this new hotel.
And a friend of yours has got a piece of a new hotel in San Francisco, but go down to the Gulf. And then you said it was a place for people of modest income.
That's what you're saying to me. And I'm saying to you, forget about what I said. Just go to the Gulf. Go there and enjoy yourself. And I think you're making it sound like if you go to the Gulf, it'll be a hellhole. I'm saying it's going to be nice.
No, you said it's going to be goofy golf and snow cones.
No, that lady said that. I didn't say that.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is David in Dallas, Texas, listening to us on KFXR. David, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for taking my call. I think Bob is honestly a person that really don't have any money. And if he do, he don't have as much as he's portrayed to have. And he's really elitist. And it's really speaking bad about the Gulf Coast. So it's unfortunate what happened in the Gulf Coast with the BP accident. And I think they should take Bob and stick him in the pipe and stop the leak.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of funny lines off there, but you didn't really say anything, did you?
Sorry, say that again, sir.
I said you got off a lot of funny lines, but you didn't say anything.
How can I be
an elitist and not be able to afford the hotel that I'm going to? How's that possible?
Well, you know, we as people can make our mouth say anything. You know what you can afford. You know you can. You might can pay for it, but can you afford it? You know, that's a different thing.
I don't need to convince you of that. I know.
Oh, trust me, I don't want you to convince me.
What are you doing? Are you going to the Gulf? You're not going down there. What are you talking to me about?
I go to the Gulf all the time. I'm an owner operator. I go to the Gulf all the time. Like I said, it's unfortunate.
I'm not talking about driving down. I know, but I'm not talking about driving down there to drop off some air mattresses. I mean, go down there and vacation.
What do you mean, drop off air mattresses?
I just left the Gulf in Panama City on vacation for the weekend.
Yeah. You did?
I sure did.
How did you like it?
I deep sea fish in the Gulf.
How did you like it this time?
Well, I didn't go then. We used to go in October, so I don't know if we'll be going out this year.
Wait a minute. You just said you were in Panama City for the weekend.
That was for vacationing. I went on vacation for the weekend.
How did you like it?
That was great.
Did you fish?
I had a great time down there.
Did you fish?
No, we didn't. Normally when I go deep sea fishing, it's out in the Gulf. I was at a hotel on the beach when I went vacation. Oh. When we go deep sea fishing, it's out on a boat.
Did you go swimming?
Sir?
Did you go swimming?
Yes, I did.
No, this guy's lying.
What do you mean this guy's lying? What are you talking about?
How could you go swimming when they got the oil in it?
I thought you were on this program to promote the Gulf.
I am, but this guy is telling some stories. You went swimming in the Gulf even with the oil.
Bob, you know, I tell you what, Phil has a great show and you shouldn't waste these people's time.
I'm telling you, pal.
But you really don't know anything.
You went into the Gulf even with the oil, you know, then the pictures that they're sending back.
I thought you were on the program to promote the Gulf and people going on vacation.
I am.
Then what's wrong with this guy? Why would you question whether this guy went swimming or why he didn't go deep sea fishing or anything else? He went there, he was in a hotel, he was on the beach, and he enjoyed himself.
And then I said, did you go swimming? And he goes, yeah, I had a great time. That's why I got to just say, man, that is such a load.
All right, thank you very much, David. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. And Robert, with the best of luck there at the Paloma Estates. I don't know what to tell you, the Paloma Resort or whatever the hell he's calling that place. I can tell you that as you heard the first lady saying, go down there, have yourself a good time, you know, enjoy yourself and make sure that you have a pleasant stay there in the Gulf. And there are other people trying to get business down there. And Robert Green himself, of course, is doing the best that he can and encouraging people to get down to the Gulf of Mexico. But he's going up to San Francisco and staying at a 4-star hotel because that's what he's used to. 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhenryshow.com. And we not only have all of our shows that we currently do available for download wherever and however you want to, you know, pull them off the internet. There they are. Pull them off of our website, I should say. There they are. We also have an archive that goes back many, many years and many different generations of the Phil Hendry Show, a wildly successful and popular archive that has made the Phil Hendry website one of the funniest on the internet. That, according to PC World. So head over to philhendryshow.com. You got to get a backstage pass to really appreciate the 100% totality of the show, watching it as well as listening to it on our video cast every night as well. And you also have access to our comments section on our news feed and a guaranteed email response at philhendryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.